You're listening to SBS News.
Brittany Higgins alleges she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague in Defence Minister Linda Reynolds' office at Parliament House in March 2019. At the time, at the age of 24, she was just 4 weeks into her job working as a staffer for Minister Reynolds. Speaking out on Monday after publicly resigning this year, she told the 10 Network she felt she had to choose to protect her career by not pursuing an unofficial complaint she had filed with police.
I woke up mid-rape, essentially. He was sweaty. I couldn't get him off of me. At this point, I started crying.
What did you say to him?
I told him to stop.
Did he?
No.
Ms. Higgins says she feels she did not receive enough support from Senator Reynolds or the Minister's Acting Chief of Staff. She says she was particularly insulted when at one point Senator Reynolds and the Acting Chief of Staff set up a meeting with her in the same office where the alleged rape occurred. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he offers a full apology for that, saying he has called for a workplace review after finding out about the incident in the last 24 hours. And upon hearing her full account.
Jenny and I spoke last night and she said to me, you have to think about this as a father first. What would you want to happen if it were our girls? Jenny has a way of clarifying things, always has. And we have to do more, whether it's in this workplace or any other workplace in the country, to ensure that people can work safely in their place and be at their best and do what they went into that job to do. There should not be an environment where a young woman can find herself in such a vulnerable situation. That is not okay.
Stephanie Foster, a senior bureaucrat in the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, will lead a review on how to establish an external complaints handling process that will allow women to make complaints at arm's length from the party. Liberal backbencher Celia Hammond, a former university vice-chancellor, has been asked to review cultural problems in the treatment of women. Mr. Morrison says he's spoken to ministers in his cabinet and will make clear his views to all members of the Liberal Party.
And I'm not happy about the fact that it was not brought to my attention, and I can assure you people know that. We must continue to address the environment of this place. Now, I believe over the last few years since this occurred, there have been changes and there have been improvements. But I'm not naive enough to think, and I don't think any of you are or anyone else in this place is naive enough to think, that that is not a position of vulnerability that can still occur, whether it's here or, frankly, in so many other workplaces around this country. So I hope Brittany's call is a wake-up for all of us from that point of view.
Just over a year ago, the Liberal Party updated its code of conduct for handling complaints, but critics say it's ineffective and unenforceable. In 2019, former Liberal Party staffer Danya Marney went public after she was allegedly assaulted by a colleague in 2015. She says the issues remain unaddressed, and in the last 18 months since she spoke out, she continues to hear from women in politics who've experienced harassment.
I wish I was surprised that the response of Parliament was really just to protect the interests of politicians and to try to move a woman around and negatively impact her career and to treat her as a liability, but I'm not. These things happen far too often. I've received a constant influx of reports of sexual assault, harassment and bullying from members of unions, the Labor Party and the Liberal Party. Since I first told my story around 18 months ago, and it shows no sign of stopping.
She says she would like to see a binding complaints mechanism and stronger measures to ensure women do not lose their job or have their careers negatively impacted.
These issues occur in Parliament because there is an imbalance of power and there is no power and support afforded to women who are vulnerable and in positions where they can be exploited by men, and in an environment where there is absolutely no statutory protection for them if they come forward about that.
The federal ministerial staffer who is alleged to have perpetrated the rape against Brittany Higgins has been sacked. Ms. Higgins says she now plans to formally pursue a police complaint. If you or anyone you know needs support, you can contact the National Sexual Assault, Domestic and Family Violence Counselling Service on 1800 RESPECT. In an emergency, call 000. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.